Hello. I think we're working. Technology is the best, my friends. Hello, how are you doing? Happy September. Can you believe it? Seems like summer just started, and poof, there we are. We're in September. It's after Labor Day, and this is when people start to settle back into their old routines, get back to work, get back to those things that they, things that they do when it's not summer. What do people do when it's not summer? Everything else. That's what they do. So this is Heather. This is the Back to Me podcast. And yes, it is September and it's autumn. And I hope that you are having a nice transition into autumn. And today's topic is called It's All in Your Mind. And this came about because this past weekend, some of you know, or maybe you don't know, that something that I do in the summer is that I am a kayaking instructor and I guide kayak trips. And I was guiding a group of another co-guide and myself were guiding a group of eight ladies in Georgian Bay, which is northern Ontario, on one of the Great Lakes. Georgian Bay is on Lake Huron. And it's quite a sizable piece of water. If you've never been to the northern part of Ontario, and you've never seen Georgian Bay or Lake Superior or some of these big bodies of water, and you're just used to the small lakes, it can be a bit intimidating the first time you're there. And what I've this the topic today came because of some things I was thinking about during this trip and during some of the conversations that I was having. And so some of these ladies, sometimes you think, oh, it's going to be so exciting. And you don't really know what you're getting into, which is sometimes a good thing because you might not do it if you knew exactly what was going to happen. I mean, I know sometimes parents will say, if I had known that this was what childbirth was going to be like, I might have skipped it. But that's a whole other topic. So some of these ladies, so we are camping for 4 days. There's 4 days of camping. We're not camping where there's, you just, if it's raining, you go get in the car. We kayak out into Georgian Bay and we camp on an island. There is a thunder box. If you don't know what a thunder box is, imagine an outhouse without the house part. It's just a box with a lid on it. It's lovely though. Take my word for it. It's actually quite a luxury to have a thunder box. And we're camping. There's no running water. You're cooking over camp stoves, you're making fresh water, you're kayaking, you're sleeping in tents. And if you've never done camping before, that's the first thing that something that you're learning, something a challenge for you to learn. If you've never kayaked before, you're learning how to kayak at the same time. So there's a lot of things happening. And it turned out that the day that we went out, there was a bit of a headwind. And we had some a little bit of wave action. One of the ladies asked me the next day how big the waves were. She was disappointed to hear that they actually were not very big. In her mind, they were 10 feet high. And when I say it's all in your mind, sometimes when we tell someone it's all in your mind, we're just being very dismissive, aren't we? We're just saying, oh, get over it. It's all in your mind. But your mind is a very powerful thing, and it can decide your experience of a situation sometimes. So one of the ladies told me that she thought she was going to die when we were paddling back from the trip. So it was now Sunday afternoon, and they had now been out for 4 or 5 days, and they were getting used to it. She said the first day she really thought she was going to die, even though she knew logically that I was not going to let her die, obviously. She was probably not really in any danger, any major danger. There's definitely challenge. There's definitely challenge for her physically, just all the environmental things. But she was not in danger of dying from kayaking in a few waves. But she thought she was going to die. And I started thinking about perspective and how your mind will tell you something and you completely believe it. Right? The mind is very powerful. So imagine the placebo effect. So if your mind is convinced that someone is an authority in something and they tell you, take this and this is going to cure you, and you believe them so thoroughly that it cures you, whether there was something in there or not, I guess doesn't matter, because your mind said, oh, we're going to be cured. And there you are, you're cured. And there are cases where people just believed something and it happened. I remember reading, and this was quite a while ago, so I won't remember where it came from, a case of someone who got locked in a refrigeration car, I think on a train. It wasn't turned on. The refrigeration wasn't actually on. They would have been fine, but they froze to death because they believed they were locked into a refrigeration car. Can you imagine? So your mind can do so many things. It can decide whether you're happy or you're sad. It can decide whether you give up or keep going. And I mean, I do understand there's other factors sometimes involved, right? So sometimes fatigue is going to kick into it, or if you've eaten, let's talk about low blood sugar, right? So don't even get me started on the hangry. But there are going to be things that impact you, right? But for the most part, really, you can harness your mind. So we go through this idea that we are at the whim of our mind. You know, I can't stop thinking about it, or I can't stop worrying about it, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. But really, you have that power to decide what your mind does. It takes a little bit of practice. You probably have not, if you feel like you are at the whim of your mind, if you think that you can't control your thoughts, that you can't change what you think about, then you probably haven't exercised that muscle enough. Do you know what I mean? So it is a skill. It is something to work on, to start to, when thoughts come in that you don't want or that you want to be different, you can change them. And it just takes repetition. Like anything you're trying to learn, it takes repetition and focus and energy. But you can decide to be different and to act differently and to be differently in the world. Habits were formed because we initially started doing something. And even I use sometimes the example of learning to drive a standard. You had to think about every step for a little while, and then it became a habit. So when we're trying to change the way our mind works, we have to think about the steps for a little while. We have to work on it. And eventually, we will just naturally be the way we want to be. And one of the guests on the trip, and this specifically came up to me because one of the guests on the trip, this was on day four, so they had some experience paddling, starting to get accustomed to sitting, getting accustomed to kayaking. And every time a little gust of wind came up, I would hear, oh, like the worst thing in the world was happening. And she would say, I don't think I can make it. I don't think I can make it. I can't make it. And I knew full well that she could. She could absolutely make it. She made it out. She could make it back. And it was her mind telling her, I can't. I'm too weak. I'm too old. I'm not in good enough shape. I didn't eat properly. I didn't get enough sleep. I haven't had enough to drink. I haven't had enough coffee. Maybe she didn't have enough chocolate. Her mind is telling her all these things to make her stop. And I know that we are hardwired to stop before we are really done physically. And that's purely preservation. That's purely our minds learning through evolution that I'm going to stop them here, because if I go too far and I can't find something to eat, then I'm going to be in dire straits. So it stops you way, way before you are actually at your physical limit. And I know the Navy SEALs train people how to pass that mental limit. There's other ways, you know, extreme athletes, obviously, they have to learn how to quiet that stop, stop, stop in their mind so that they can continue. I'm going to utilize that technique myself in a couple of weeks when I do my 110 kilometer kayak adventure race, because who paddles 110 kilometers? It's going to take me probably 20 hours. And I'm mentally preparing myself for that mental chatter that's going to tell me to stop when I get tired. And I'm just pause. I'm going to just be ready and keep going. I'm just going to keep going. And yes, the mind. I'm just looking over at my notes. So when I saw a quote today that was perfect. Thank you, universe, for delivering me the perfect quote today for this particular episode. And it was, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. So if you change the, for instance, the woman who was feeling like she couldn't get back to port kayaking, I said, instead of thinking about how hard it is or how much you're struggling, if it helps, think about, I'm getting a great workout today and I'm going to be so much stronger tomorrow. Or I'm okay with the fact that this is a little bit hard right now because I'm going to feel better at the end. And look at the gorgeous scenery right now. You know, take a look around. The world is a beautiful place. If you're struggling, I know there's going to be times when it's a little more than you can manage on your own, and that's okay. Get some assistance, get some help. I've had it happen. It was too much for me, and I went out and I got some assistance. And knowing that you can actually decide how you will react to something, you can actually decide how you will be in a situation. Sometimes just having that knowledge can be your first step to harnessing this incredibly powerful thing, your brain, the mind, having it work on the, you know, the yogi side, having it work together with the body. Don't do something really awful, but just learning to harness those thoughts so that you aren't at the whim of them. That is my thought for you today. And on that note, friends, on this Friday's celebrity chat is none other than Julie Wooster. I finally got Julia onto a podcast, and we're talking hypnotherapy and why it's so awesome and how you can use it to help change what's going on in your mind, because sometimes it's the not your frontal, it's your subconscious is doing things to you. So sometimes you do need a little help to switch your brain around, right? My friend, I hope you're having an awesome start to this, to September. It's not autumn yet. Still got a couple of weeks. And if you do need some help, even if you just need some resources, I have lots of contacts. I have lots of people that I can help connect you with. If you want to have a conversation, if you want to have some coaching, anything that you need, send me a message, send me a direct message, whatever you need. I would be happy, happy, happy to chat with you. I hope that you're having an amazing day. I hope you're well. Take care, my friends. I will see you again soon.